The Avodah of Yom Kippur, done by the Kohen Gadol, was the highlight of the year. It was the moment in which every member of Klal Yisrael will be granted a clean slate, a fresh start, a true kapara for all their sins. And you would think that an event as momentous and grand as this should be on display for everyone to see and be a part of. It should have been at a stadium, at Soldier Field, on a grand stage, with lights, music, the whole shebang. And yet, the most powerful avodah of Yom Kippur, the sprinkling of the blood by the Kohen Gadol on the parochas and the Aron, was done inside the Kodesh Kedashim, with no one, not a soul, present to observe. The Medrash says there weren't even any malachim, any angels, allowed inside the Kodesh Kedashim. There was no one there except the Kohen Gadol and God. There most definitely is a value to living a proud Torah life in the public arena. But we often allot too much value to public displays of virtue and piety, and we lose sight of the fact that it's what happens in private, in those moments that no one but you and God can see, that can have the biggest impact, not only on ourselves, but on the world around us.